Actually, there are many more words related to how the different types of weather form, the effects of glaciers, and so on. Then there are words related to how to adapt to the weather, including special clothing and tools. Maybe the theory is correct. Our environment does have a great influence on our languages. The original example may be flawed, but Canadian English has many words for snow. Hong Kong English does not.